have resolved to exterminate us.
They have a new leader, Marius. He wants the blood of Selene. If they use it, the Lycan's power will be limitless.
There has never been a large-scale Lycan attack.
There has never been a Marius.
Help me, Protector.
Do I look worried?
You must go north. You will find answers there.
War has followed you here.
Marius. If you want to win this war, you'll need to go further than even a warrior of your renown has ever ventured before.
So, here we go. Kicking off 2017. And we're kicking it off with crap. Okay, all right. And like Sony wanted to say, or more Screen Gems, I guess, said, let's kick this off in a way where only we can kick it off to. Let's start this year off with some bullshit. So they gave us Underworld, Blood Wars. Ah, bathe it in, man. The Underworld series. Ah, it continues. This movie is now 5 movies in. And this movie even made me more and more and more appreciate the Harry Potter series for having 8 incredible good movies. Because usually when you get to this amount of movies, you are going to end up in the crapper. I can see it already. So, here we go. We got Kate Beckinsale returning as Selene. And she's on the run from, well, her own kind, pretty much. The vampires and the fuck are these things called? Lycans, yeah. Just call them fucking werewolves. Okay, what the hell is a lycan, by the way? Is that like some British term for werewolves or something like that? Whatever, I digress. The Lycans, she's on the run because, well, they pretty much... She did some shit in the last movie where she pretty much killed her mentor, if you will, and stuff like that. And she had good reason why. He turned out to be the man he wasn't really supposed to be. So they're vampires are kind of after her for that sense. The werewolves or the Lycans, they're more after her because they want to know if she knows the whereabouts of where her daughter is, because her daughter is the first of the of its kind, a hybrid of a vampire and a werewolf from the last film, where, you know, she fell in love with a Lycan, werewolf, whatever, and they ended up having sweet vampire werewolf sex. They shot this little shit out, and then there you go. She hid the child in somewhere where to, not even where Kate Beckinsale would know where it's at. So that, therefore, no one could come after her or use her against her to look for her. So, and that's pretty much the movie, I guess. Really, ain't really nothing else to that. I mean, there's a lot of other shit going on in the movie. You got Laura Pulver. She wants, I don't even know if she wants the child. I think she just wants Selena's blood. More so, and then you got like Theo James in here. Okay, oh my God, that guy, he's got to be a beautiful disaster. I mean, the dude is pretty as fuck, but he's got to be one of the worst fucking people, I think, in Hollywood today. He's like in that top 10 or something like that, because I was like, goddamn, dude, can you ever emote or just do anything besides, you know, just kind of stand there and maybe every now and then you'll growl or something like that? No. And I guess most of the movie, too, is by stopping the Lycan's new... head leader, if you will, Marius, who they don't know what he is or whatever. He's like some fucking hybrid in his own, but he mainly wants the blood of Selene's daughter just so, you know, they can pretty much be invincible. But it kind of seems like he's already kind of invincible as it is right about now. The way they wrap his storyline up, he's just like, damn, you could always do that? Why the fuck you just didn't do that before? But okay, nonetheless, though, I gotta say, you know... I've been a fan of these Underworld movies. I think they're stupid as fuck, to be honest. But I know there is a fan base for them. So if you're a fan of this film, by all means, go ahead and go see it. Matter of fact, cut this review off. Go check it out right now. You're going to enjoy it because it's the same shit over and over again. And, you know, getting to this one, I think it's bad personally because we're about 5 movies in and I still don't even know what the fuck is going on. I thought they cleaned this all up in the first film. Apparently, there's still a war going on here. And I'm looking at this film, and, like, honestly, I didn't even know who the fuck to root for. I was looking at this movie and going, like, so who's the bad guy? Like, I'm guessing the vampires is who I'm supposed to be rooting for, but in their own little covenant. They got Laura Pulver, who plays Samara here, and she's got her man bitch, Bradley James, who plays Vargon here. But they're doing like some sinister trickster shit, so he's just like, well, I don't know if I can trust them, but they're kind of making it seem like these Lycas or this wolf pack here, they're like some bloodthirsty bastards. And one of them, Marius, who's played by Tobias Menzies, where you know that motherfucker's British. And he looked like a fake-ass Van Helsing, by the way, too. He seems like some sinister piece of shit as well, too. And honestly, I didn't know who the bad guy, who the good guy was. Honestly, I didn't even know what the hell the war was about. I don't even know why they fighting, to be honest. I was like, I guess they just don't like each other. Or somebody in the background said some shit that pissed the other one off, saying, you know. And plus, there's Daisy Head in here, who plays Alexa. In here, she's fucking Marius apparently, but she's a vampire. She's a traitor. She's a traitor to the cause and stuff like that. So she plays an intricate part later on in the film, and you know she's thinking that people don't know about it. This is like the rated R version of a Twilight here to me. It's cute and adorable too, exactly, because it's one of those things where people always clamor that like, oh, make it rated R, makes it so much better. And I'm one of those guys that say ratings don't mean shit on movies. PG movies and PG-13 movies are 20 times better than most rated R films. Guarantee it. And this kind of proved my fucking point, to be honest, when you get down to it. Dramas, perfect for rated R. Action, sometimes, not so fucking much. Deadpool and Kingsman and was Kick-Ass rated R? I think it was. Yeah, it had to be. No way that fucking could have been. Kick-Ass, Super... There's some great action rated R films out there, but they are far and few between. I can tell you that right about now. But when you put that rating in the hands of a nonsensible, not know what the fuck do director, which is a female director, Anna Forrester, I believe, or something like that. I know she's been announced last summer, if I'm not mistaken. She's going to be doing Source Code 2. My God, have mercy on us all. yeah, first of all, they're making a sequel to that. I don't know why. And second of all, she's directing it. Ugh, God. I don't want this woman directing anything for quite some time after watching this film. Because her team sucks ass in this film. And by her team, I mean her editing team sucks monkey balls. Like, I ain't never seen so many jump quick cuts and edits. Like, there's got to be a fucking director's cut of this film. I mean, Jesus Christ, this movie just throws you in. You automatically run into Theo James and Kate Beckinsale, and then off the bat, you just realize Theo James, his ass can't act, so you just like, yeah, fuck me, dude. I'm stuck. He's in the movie way too goddamn much. He's a co-star at this point, whatever. He's all the way through. Hour and a half, and I gotta say, this is probably one of the most shittiest movies. I said, yeah, I'd be willing to bet this ain't an hour and a half, and probably would have looked a little bit, tad bit better had it been at least an hour and 45 minutes, because the quick cuts in this film, they're so badly done, they make the, because, you know, obviously some of the quick cuts are there because, you know, these people can't really do the stunts that they're doing. But the quick cuts in here look so bad that they make the stunt people look bad. And that's a damn shame right there, because usually the quick cuts are supposed to make them look better. But the quick cuts in here, they make them look like shit. I mean, and you can tell, it looks so amateurish too, the way it was done. It looked like I was watching a Z film or something like that at some points, whatever, because the whole movie is dark, first of all. And, you know, I know some people probably say, oh, it's a vampire flick. You know, it's supposed to have that. It's kind of like got like a goth feel too, because everybody's in black spandex leather and shit like that, whatever. Which, honestly, it did nothing for me. I'm not going to lie. I get it. People love Kate Beckinsale and these leather and shit like that. You can barely see any goddamn thing on that woman in this fucking movie. So I was like, I don't really even get this. This ain't even enough to whip my dick out in this theater and start, you know, getting one out real quick. So I don't know what people get out of this, but hey, to each its own, I guess. I mean, if I really wanted to look up a woman in leather, X Videos and Spank Bank, they're all there, and I can just type that in, and it comes right the fuck up. But apparently, people don't know the power of porn. They decide to go to theaters and get their boner. But I digress on that. And that's mainly the style choice here, and so I don't even think the film has like a stylistic choice over it. It's so dark you can't barely see shit. There's even a point in the movie where they run out into the sun, and I don't even know if Theo and Kate Beckinsale know this, but sunlight don't affect them. I don't even know if they knew that, because Theo James had a look on his face like he didn't know that. So that kind of blew my fucking mind right about now. They don't really make a big deal about it, but they don't make a big deal about anything in this film. But I love it when the sun comes up and they get in the car. It starts fucking raining and it goes back to dark. Like, no matter when the sun is supposed to come up, it's never really sunny outside. That just blew my fucking mind or whatever. I was just like, oh, it's not, that's not even a real enemy or a threat to this film neither then, I guess. Okay, well, whatever. And it was another thing, too, where why werewolves were using guns and vampires were using guns and shit like that. I think out of the five movies, this is the first time where I really looked at that and was just like, you know, you kind of take the fun out of the whole thing of being a vampire or werewolf if you're fucking using guns and stuff like that. Like, it's cool if Kate Beckinsale does it in most of the movies because she's kind of a hunter, if you will, even though she's really not. She's kind of like the Blade-esque type of the series, if you will, even though she's not really. But to have the whole damn armies use guns and whatever, it's like, what's the fun of that then? I mean, it's almost like that joke in Deadpool. It's just like, oh, hey, this is a big mansion you got here, you know. But it's quite funny how it's only like two of you guys seeing. It's like the studio only had enough budget to hire two X-Men in here. It seems like the same thing here. Oh, it's funny how you guys are wolves and vampires and stuff like that, but, you know, you never really transform into them. So you use guns and stuff like that. It's almost like the studio didn't trust you guys, give you enough money to keep you in your werewolf form and stuff like that. So, but it's cool though. Hey, yeah, whatever. And when the werewolves do change into their werewolf form, oh, it looked like shit. I thought it looked like shit. There was points in here where some of the werewolves, I thought those were fucking Halloween masks or something like that. Especially when Marius, that scene you guys see in the trailer where she kicks the werewolf, that was Marius she was fighting in like the middle somewhere of the film before the really big battle. I just caught on myself that I said middle. There ain't no middle of this film. This shit just goes. Anyway, though, so he does some things, even when she has to ask him, what are you? Because I guess he's impervious to most shit that werewolves are or whatever. I mean, she kicks his ass, whatever, and yet he still moves, he lives and stuff like that. Only to find out that he's been taking her ex-lover from the last movie, his blood and stuff like that. He's been kind of mixing blood syndromes here and stuff like that. So he's all fucked up in the inside. But he does some shit in that scene in the trailer where he goes like half human, half wolf type thing. Like he's looking like fucking Michael Jackson in Thriller. Actually, I take that back, because Michael Jackson in Thriller even had a look at it. He had better makeup than what was going on in this film. He had like his body was wolf, but like his face, it was still on top of the wolf's body, but he still had the teeth and everything. It looked like some cheap-ass Halloween mask or something like that. I was just like, oh, God. Oh. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that looks terrible. And they thought they could pull that shit off because the camera likes to keep it. It lingers on this shit. Like, all the quick cuts in this goddamn film, and the camera want to linger on that piece of shit-looking scene right there. And I was just like, and I love it because when the scene was like, what are you? And I'm like, oh, what the fuck are you? Yeah, that's right. Oh. And he ends up killing Celine in this scene, too. And this is in a scene, too, where they go up north, which, mind you, it don't make no goddamn sense how they say this part. First of all, they go up to the north, up in some snowy-ass place. I don't even know how they get here, too. And it's funny how they were just able to find this place. I know how the vampire, or at least Celine and David, Theo James' character, how they find it, because they know about the place. You know, but how the Lycans and Daisy Head's character, how they found that blows my fucking mind. I don't know how. But there's some place of ancient vampires, and where Theo James find out that his mother was an elder. So he's kind of like the prince of the covenant where, you know, all the shit's going on down now and stuff like that. He finds that out. And they mate this chicken here who's, I don't know what the fuck she talking about, but she wrapping people up like mummies and hanging them upside down, talking about the afterlife, and she's teleporting from here and here. She was talking some magical, mystical, gibberish shit up in here, whatever and stuff, and I was just like, I don't even know what she just said, but the movie's still going, so I'm just gonna go with it. Okay. And next you know it, they tell you, it was like, oh, we live out here, you know, because they say, oh, what about the Lycans out here? They said, it's too cold out here for the Lycans to come out here. That we use that as kind of a defense. Apparently, it ain't that damn cold, because when the Lycans came, that cold didn't seem to bother them. And they were saying, oh, most vampires can't find us. Oh, that's bullshit too, because I didn't have three that found you. But then they have this battle, and there's this girl in here, and I believe her name is Clementine Nicholson. She plays Lena in the film. She's got white hair in here and stuff like that. You can't miss her. I don't know if Sony was trying to send a hint to Warner Brothers or something like that, or whatever this was, but this girl is clearly... This girl was clearly meant to be Wonder Woman or something like that. I don't know what this was. I don't even think she's ever been in a film before. I think this is her first film, too. And this is the one that's speaking that magical, mystical, gibberish shit here, too. Actually, yeah, looking it up right now. This is her first film. Damn, she's... Yeah, I guess she is only 5'6". She did look short in this film. But there's a scene when these wolves come in and stuff like that. She picks up a sword. And I'll be goddamn if she didn't look like Wonder Woman in this film. There is multiple scenes in here of her action sequences not saying anything or doing anything where she just looked like Wonder Woman. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's the white hair or whatever it was, because everybody in this village, they wore white. That's what they wore. They wore white. And then there's a scene later in the film where the big battle comes and Selena returns and she's like, I brought backup. And I love it too, because it reminded me of that scene in the trailer of Wonder Woman where she's coming out of the barracks and stuff like that, and she's climbing up that ladder, and you see her in the armor and stuff like that, and she deflects that bullet, but she's looking at the bullet like she's just like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. Wow, interesting, unique. Okay, there's a scene like this in this movie in slow motion, because this movie has a lot of fucking slow motion. You know, I see why people say they can't tell the difference no more between this and Resident Evil. Ain't nothing but slow motion. They try to make this shit look cool. Her doing a front flip, they put boom. And then it just slow motion. So he's like, what the fuck? Okay. Act like people can't do a front flip no more and shit like that. But this girl, she's like, I brought backup. They turn around in slow motion. Kate Beckinsale and Theo James, they turn around slow motion, head turn. She's coming up, full armor, got a shield and sword, whatever. She's got the Thor helmet on or whatever stuff like, and she's just slicing wolves down. I was just like, that's a damn shame right here, because I feel more Wonder Woman out of this fucking one scene right here than I did out of a whole goddamn 3-minute trailer. And a movie for that matter too, by the way. I don't know, it's more so just because the shit they have Wonder Woman doing in that trailer where she's just flipping around and shit like that, just maybe to me it just didn't feel like Wonder Woman or whatever. And then here, this girl that was doing it, it was more just... It wasn't some more flips. It was more so like, you know, dodging and stabbing and slicing. It was still tactical, but I guess it felt... It's funny I'm going to fucking say this. This is the only compliment I'm going to give this movie. Is her movement felt more real than Wonder Woman's did, I guess, whatever. She doing fucking flips in the air and spinning around and hitting your ass in the elbow. I'm just like, okay, well, what was the need for that? What are you doing all this for? Shit, what are you posing for the fucking parkour team up in Universal or something like that? But... Clementine Nicholson, I'm not saying she was great in this film or anything like that, but I'm curious to see her in more films, if she does to start to get the roles or anything like that, because she definitely had a presence to her or a look in here, but I'm not going to lie, she kind of fucking comes out of nowhere. Not so more of the actor's role, more of the writing, because she barely has any lines, and the lines she does have, she's speaking some gibberish shit to me where I'm just sitting there going like, is that supposed to expand this fucking underworld mythology or something like that? Because I could give a fuck less about this mythology here. At this scene here, too, though, they end up killing Kate Beckinsale, Celine. She gets killed. She gets stabbed by that traitor bitch, Alexa, Daisy Head's character. And fucking Marius, when he finds out, oh, she don't know the location of her daughter, they decide to put a bullet in her ass. Some reason, Kate Beckinsale, she says, I'm going to take a swim now. Fuck it. Float under the ice and shit like that. Just die off into the moonlight, if you will. They say, fuck it, we're going to invade the Vampire Covenant. Theo James, he picks her up. They wrap her up in mummy shit, and they go like, she's gone down to the afterlife. And then next, you know what, they get back to this covenant or whatever you will. And I love it because... Samira, her man bitch now, Varga, he's like, I don't work for you anymore. I work for the rightful throne of this covenant here or whatever. I work for Theo James' character. And I was just like, Okay, well, you sucked before. You didn't really have no character background, whatever. I love it, too, because Laura Pulver in here, Samara, she's cartoonish as fuck in this film. I mean, everybody else trying to play this serious and shit like that, but she is cartoonish as fuck in here. There's a scene where she gets her man bitch on her knees where she just says, "We all can't have something we want. Now get down and bow," or whatever and stuff. She makes her man bitch eat her out and stuff like that. And the way she reacts to getting eat out, that shit had me laughing my ass off. I'm not gonna lie. I was sitting there going like, damn, I gotta start watching more women when I eat them out, I guess, whatever. Because the way she started reacting to this, and she was like, oh my God. She was convulsing and shit like that. I was just like, she having an orgasm, or did she just get stabbed to the heart with a fucking wooden cross or something like that? Because the way she was reacting, it was like she was pop-locking her body or something like that. I was just like, okay, is he really biting her, or what's going on down there, or whatever shit? This must be some vampire shit I'm into or something like that. I'm like, hey, take me to the underworld then. Bite me. I want to see what this be like. And there's just scenes where she has probably some of the, I mean, the dialogue in here sucks as it is, whatever. But Laura Pulver, she probably has some of the most cheesiest. And the way she delivers it with a smile, too, in her face. She's like, and by the way, they don't waste no time. Once they allow Selena back into the Covenant, like the first 15 minutes, they don't waste no time turning their backs on this bitch right away. I mean, they do it like literally in the next 5 minutes. It ain't even a good day before they turn their back on her already. That shit, I was just like, wow. There was no backstory to that already. They didn't let this drag out or nothing like that. They just get right up into it now. So we get to this final battle here. You know, got two Game of Thrones actors in here. Once again, Game of Thrones actors choosing bad scripts and shit, or they just can't act in movies. I don't know what it is about these guys where they act their ass off in Game of Thrones, but when they get into films, they act like that shit's a goddamn Rubik's Cube or something like that because they just don't know what to do. They ain't here speaking some Shakespearean shit. You got Charles Dance, who plays Thomas. He's Theo James's father in here. He gets killed. And you got, I think, James Faulkner, who plays Cassius, he's kind of like the leader of this, covenant, this vampire covenant, if you will. I believe he was in Game of Thrones. I think, yeah, he was in there. And, he just looked like he belonged in there or whatever. They in here speaking some Shakespearean shit, thinking like they about to get awarded or something like that. And, you know, obviously, why wouldn't you get Game of Thrones actors for this? I mean, I can see why you'd get it. I ain't gonna even make a fucking comparison, but I can see why you would try to do it. But they take this shit just a little bit too serious for my blood here and stuff like that. But the fans probably enjoy it and it's staying true to them, so I guess whatever. I mean, you get to this final battle here, and the vampire, I love it too. Because their whole plan was like, oh, how are we gonna take the vampires out? It's like, I don't know, attack them in sunlight and then just blow holes in the wall, whatever, so the sunlight beams through the room, whatever. And so that's what they do. Yeah, that's exactly what they do. And just like, that's the most obvious fucking plan. It was just like, it took y'all 5 movies to figure that out. It's like, oh, okay, whatever. And then Selena just shows up out of fucking nowhere. And I love it too because everybody's like, impossible. And even Theo James, he's like, but I saw you dead. She's like, I'm back now. And it's just like, all right, we just gonna look over that now, huh? I guess. Apparently, it looked like she got new powers or was rejuvenated or some shit like that. Still gets her ass whooped by Marius or something like that. But nonetheless, she still looked like she just got rejuvenated. And she teases Marius to come chase her, if you will. Theo James ends up killing Laura Pulver's character here. And then it just gets to a real ridiculous scene where she takes Marius takes the last of the blood of her lover, if you will. He drinks it all. He breaks into a cage and beats the shit out of Selena here, but she does some vampire shit where she turns behind him and she just digs her hand through his back and rips his spine out and shit like that. And I was just like, well, that was anticlimactic. Wow, that just ended right there. And then next thing you know it, I guess everybody, they tell we just killed your leader. You run off wolves and the wolves run off. And I was just like, why don't you just kill them all? I don't know. Are they your enemy or what? What's going on here? Why would you let them get away? And then everybody's clapping and cheering. And then they're talking about, oh, Selene, you should stay. She's like, no, I don't have no home here. They all welcome her back into the covenant, if you will. Then Theo James takes his rightful place at the throne, I guess, whatever, and she's sitting in the fucking snow back at this ancient mystical palace or something like that. And then next, you know, it's just some fucking bad narration, because this movie has a lot of narration and exposition and voiceover work that just, honestly, when it comes to the end of the day, don't mean a goddamn thing. And then she just sees her daughter walking to her in slow motion, and then they just, camera puts on Kate Beckinsale's face, she smiles, and the camera shuts off, and then it just says Underworld, and you're just like, oh, fuck me, they're setting up another film. Okay. Oh, man, this movie. Look, this movie wasn't as painful sitting through it, but goddamn, just on a technical aspect, this movie ain't no good. I mean, honestly, I don't know what people expect out of this film. I know I hear some people saying, oh, what do you expect? It's like, think of it like Fast and Furious and Resident Evil. You know, it's the longer they go on, you know, you can't really criticize. Yes, you can. Shut the fuck up. Yes, you can. Oh, bullshit. Yes, you can. This shit is far from critic-proof, whatever. But it is on the sense that, look, if you're a fan from this from day one, you're going to get exactly what you want, I guess. I mean, there's nothing really new added here. It's the same shit as the last films. It's not really enhancing the story or the progression of this. I'm not going to say that word, so never mind. This world here, I was about to say universe, but no. This world here, there's really nothing new at all, so I guess if you just, it's been 4 years since the last one, because they make these films between a 3-year time span. This is the longest that it took to come out, because it has the 4-year, obviously. So if you was just looking forward to seeing another one of these, then by all, go ahead and see it. But for me, on a film standard here, this movie was dog shit. This movie was some straight up dog shit. Like, I don't see how anyone that just walks in here for the first time, who's never seen an Underworld film, or thinking that this could turn them around, that ain't happening here, Jack. That ain't happening at all. You walk in here thinking that, you're going to walk out of here with a sad look on your face. You're going to be walking out of here with the shit emoji sign or whatever and stuff like that, getting ready for that emoji film right there. Yeah, this is without a doubt. You know, I'll be generous to say that, you know, since it's for the fans out there, I'll give this a high fuck it. If that means anything to you out there, I'll give it a high fuck it. You're going to get exactly what you've barely been looking for and asked for. But for me, and for most people that actually don't give a fuck about this franchise, you'll see the bullshit for what it is, and you'll go like, oh, I'm glad I probably never really saw that film. So thank you for P1 for telling me the story of this. Story? What am I talking about? Telling me the elements of this, because I now know that I won't go waste my time and money on that bullshit. So, yeah, high fuck it. That's me doing you guys a favor right there. A high, high, mighty old fuck it.
Impossible. Looking for someone.
There's nothing stopping him. All I want is your blood.
Come get it.
She is the purest of us all.
I'm not that pure.